أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذا أنعمنا على الإنسان أعرض ونأى بجانبه وإذا مسه الشر كان يئوسا. In the previous ayah, ayah number 82 of Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described to us the Quran and mentioned two characteristics of the Quran, and that was the Quran is a shifa, it is a cure for our inner ailments and maladies and our physical sicknesses as well, wa rahma, and it is a source of mercy for the believers. In ayah number 83, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes insan when he is bestowed with a certain favor, a blessing, a bounty from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah says, وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ. Allah says, when we bestow on insan a favor from us, and we give him some bounty in this world, whether it is of a material nature, or whether it is of a spiritual nature, Allah says, we give him a bounty. أَعْرَضَ. He ignores it. أَعْرَضَ. He does not recognize it. He does not acknowledge it. He does not attribute that bounty to Allah Azza wa Jal. Generally, Allah says, أَعْرَضَ. He ignores it. There are so many bounties that we take for granted. We don't even express thanks and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those bounties, because we feel that they are small bounties, or at times we even feel that we are entitled to those things. And the moment there's a sense of entitlement, a person feels that he deserves it, he'll never give shukr for it. He'll never appreciate, he'll never express thanks, because he feels that he's entitled to it. And many a times we feel this way about certain bounties and things that we have in our lives. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'rad. He ignores it, he does not recognize it, and he doesn't acknowledge the fact that it comes from Allah and does not express his thanks for it. وَنَآ بِجَانِبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and na'a bijanibi, he stays far away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we learn something from this, that a bounty, or expressing thanks for a bounty, demands obedience from a person. What is the point if we have received a bounty, we express thanks with our tongues, and verbally we are thanking Allah for it, but in terms of our deeds and in terms of our actions, we are doing the opposite what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had demanded from us. That is not true thanks. That is not true appreciation for the bounties that we enjoy. If you have received a bounty, then thanks and gratitude demands from you that you now act in accordance to what the giver of that bounty demands from you. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he ignores the bounty. And on top of that, وَنَآ بِجَانِبِي. And he stays far away. He distances himself from the obedience of Allah. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ. And Allah says, if some bad afflicts him, some bad touches him, some evil comes his way, he experiences some adversity in his life, there's a loss of wealth, a loss of life, a loss of health, or any adversity touches him and bad comes to him, كَانَ يَأُوسَ. Allah says he becomes extremely depressed. He falls into a state of despair, and he starts questioning and he starts blaming and he loses hope. This is insan and this is his temperament and nature. Allah then says, قُلْ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كُلٌ يَعْمَلْ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ. Everyone lives and everyone acts according to his own style. عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ. Now what does this mean? Mufassirin explained that there are two possible interpretations. Everyone acts according to his style. What style? The style and the behavior that is influenced by his surroundings. That's why they say it is so important for you to ensure that you are surrounded by those circumstances and by such company and by such people, and you are involved in such activities that will positively affect and that will positively nurture your behavior, and that will positively nurture your mannerism and the way you act and the style in which you act. Because you will act, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whether you receive a bounty, or you are afflicted by calamity, or you experience whatever experiences you have in this world, you will act and you will react according to your style, the style that was influenced by your surroundings. That is what influences a person's style. That is what influences a person's reaction. That is what will influence a person's temperaments and his nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So that is the first interpretation, that it refers to the circumstances in which you choose to live. Accordingly will you react, and accordingly will you behave. Secondly is the company. Kullu ya'malu ala shakirati. Imam Jassas rahmatullah alayhi says, you will act according to the company that you keep, the friend that you keep. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, al-mar'u ala dini khalili. A person will follow the style and the way of his friend. One of the greatest influences is your company. A person will act and behave the way his friends and the way his company acts and behaves. So another thing we learn from this, the importance of choosing correct company and choosing good company and good friends. فَرَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so every person will act according to his own style. And your Rabb, أَعْلَمُ, he knows best and he knows better. بِمَنْ هُوَ أَهْدَى سَبِيلًا, who is most guided in his way. Whichever way you choose to react and to respond and to behave, you might feel that this is the best way, and you might feel that this is the right way that I am behaving, and this is the right way in which I am conducting myself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he knows best who is most guided towards the correct way and the way that is approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the understanding.